And as long as they have their EMF, ace in the hole, their secret weapons, they are supremely confident that they will ultimately win, i.e., the replacement is successfully slipped in, be it into a job or some other position. You can imagine how it works. The wrong person won't let go. Pound electromagnetic waves into them until they cry, "Uncle, leave to seek medical treatment," or in some other sense, retire to their private garden. They infiltrate. They manipulate. They identify key leadership for study, mimicking, and eventual elimination. How do we see this while it's happening? Intervene and prevent its denouement. Support those who are targeted. There are people both in my life and in public life who, now that this electromagnetic wave technique is being done to me, revealed because I took to my vehicle and they were obliged to follow me, who I know absolutely this was done to. But only now that I'm targeted am I able to recognize it in others, many of whom died from its application. What can we do to prevent this? Hang on to our very needed resources for our resistance. There's a man and a woman right now that I'm concerned about because they are in this at-risk population. Maybe we should list some of those at some future show. They model gentle, loving strength, tenderness, and they work with children. See, they don't want children to have those seeds planted of tenderness because they know, and I'm a good example of it, I suppose. It might take decades, but those seeds will grow. And they don't want that. They model gentle, loving strength, tenderness, and they work with children. And this is particularly a dangerous situation for black men, which the man is one among, as the would-be gods plan a different role for them in the Republic. And both are experiencing physical symptoms. This has been their conscious strategy in the sense of being pursued relentlessly for some decades. Although power has since its inception been determined to eliminate the opposition, weed out the intractable brutes or those who don't fit with their categorization. So it should not surprise us when influential existing organizations, influential in terms of influencing thought or possessing a mission to defend we the people, when existing organizations provide false guidance or fail to provide that defense by doing the obvious, mobilize us with a vision of a future in which we live freely. Which brings us back to sticky hands and the result of our analysis, the need to redesign education, create an education for us, for free humans, and then find ways to disseminate it. Both of these derive from the priority of re-engaging our thought process, the thought process of all of us here in the U.S. and throughout the world of class, by causing that which is not seen or the sight of which has been suppressed to be seen. We are seeing in our readings how that thought process got shut down in our individual lives and historically. This priority of re-engaging our thought process can be expressed in multiple ways. We could describe it as breaking a spell or establishing a new ethics in a world of our self-conscious creation based in our children's right to their feelings, their right to honor their body's voice and follow its guidance, honor its living manifestation of love. Our children's feelings provide right guidance, to follow which is their inherent right of self-creation. Our children deserve, we deserve, to live their, our gifts freely, without coercion. And toward this end, I put together a suggested guidance for working with elementary school age children with objectives that you will see as you read it. And please forgive the bureaucratic language, but it's meant to be a tool for teachers of any bent, those who provide guidance to children. I'm posting part one. I posted part one both on the page for this show and on the blog page as a PDF. It's a simple one-page document called Understanding Feelings and the Historical Roots of Violence, Part 1. Part 1 is discussing feelings. Part 2 is a discussion of the talking tree, both the book and the CD. And there's more information on the tools page. And you know what? It's so difficult for me to upload. I have to sort of do it quick because I get targeted, and I haven't been to the tools page recently because I know the talking tree has its own page, and I'm hoping it's what I'm saying is the case, that you can do that on the tools menu. But if not, I'm sure there must be a link to the talking tree page, and in one of those two places. You can download the MP3 of the Talking Tree or follow a link to the posted YouTube slideshow of it, which means that you don't actually have to have the physical book, but you are welcome to get it from me. It is not something I can hand out free, but feel free to email me. And these are intended as tools for a process of helping children see and believe in the authentic, the true, their feelings, the root, the ethical basis of our future.